topping off our 5 o'clock hour is the man who looks at quarterbacks and looks at football like it's a religion. He is brought to us by Bradford White Water Heaters, built to be the best. The Eagles make the playoffs. The Vikings do not, mainly because of bad quarterback play. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Ron Jaworski. Ron, what'd you think of Kirk Cousins' performance on Sunday?
Kirk Cousins' performance?
Yeah, what'd you think of that?
is that what you call it? I mean, what you, if you're a Viking fan, you just got to be scratching your head right now. I mean, that guy just doesn't show up in big games, period. I went through that tape as well because I wanted to really get a look at it because, I mean, you watch, I was flipping back and forth. I got the red zone on. I'm watching Eagles game. I got a lot going on. I couldn't wait to get the game tape. And there's just something about the guy. He just doesn't see the field with clarity when it comes to these big games.
It's really hard to believe that they would perform like that in a play-in situation at home.
I mean, the Bears are in. They played with more energy, more passion, more emotion, you know, than the Vikings did. They're at home. I expected the Eagles to blow out the Redskins. We talked about it last week, but I did not expect to make the playoffs because I thought, you know, that Minnesota would find a way to win that game. They did not. So, man, it was nice waking up this morning. By the way, Happy New Year to everyone that's coming up. Happy New Year's Eve. And I'm watching the Eagles game on the coach's tape. I'm at home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got my computer on, and I'm looking and going, all these coaches are now getting fired. End up being eight coaches now, eight opening. I'm going, isn't it great to be in this position? We're talking about a playoff game and not, you know, going through this coaching search and all the other stuff. I mean, we're blessed right now to be in a very good situation with this Eagle football
team. It is pretty miraculous the way this season transpired. So what do you make of this Eagles finish? We had Westbrook on a little earlier. I think it's amazing that this team was able to get it together towards the end of the season when they had a couple of really bad losses here, and it's tough to continue like wanting to play and wanting to get to that playoff realm. So what did you see here towards the end?
Mike, there is no one probably maybe outside of that Eagles locker room that believed after that thrashing that they took in New Orleans, believed that they were a playoff team. I mean, it was an embarrassing loss, and yet this team rebounded from that. You know, it says a lot about how they build their team. And to me, this has been kind of an organizational season. From Jeffrey Lurie to Howie Roseman to Joe Douglas, Doug Peterson, all the players, a lot of things went bad this year. I mean, a lot of things, injury wise. You name it, it happened to this team, and yet to have the resiliency to find guys that were on the street and plug and play them granted, you know, they don't have guys that are going to be all pros, but they found a way to win with guys that we didn't even know their names. You know, you got to give some credit to the front office. You got to give some credit to the coaching staff and basically Doug for, you know, letting these guys, you know, believe. And they did. I mean, it was a startling turnaround.
All right, so let's take it from here. Because they're a 6-point underdog in Chicago. The thing about Chicago is that, you know, they're kind of the playoff novices, and the Eagles are experienced, having gone through the gauntlet last year. That's an awful big number for this game. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, I could care less about the number except late in the week when I have to make my pick. You know, I'm looking at these two teams, and, you know, the Eagles are one of the hottest teams coming in the playoffs right now. The Bears have played good football literally all season long. Like any NFL team, there's an ebb and flow to every season, but they have been very good. I give the Eagles a real advantage to quarterback position, and I'm not going to denigrate Mitch Trubisky because he's a very talented guy, but he's a very inconsistent guy, and he's an erratic guy, and he's not a repetitive, accurate quarterback. So this is a guy that I think the Eagles can take advantage of, and he will feel the pressure because this Eagle front four can really bring it without having to blitz, and that's kind of been the big turnaround to me in the last 5 or 6 weeks of the season. That defensive line had just kicked butt and dominated. And Trubisky, to me, is the guy that I think the Eagles can force into mistakes, and if they're going to win, that's why they will win.
All right. If this, I was listening to Rex Ryan, I guess, this morning on Get Up, and he says if Foles gets his team to the Super Bowl, there's no question in his mind that the Eagles need to ride with Foles. Are you of that same mindset if we can play this out to that extent?
Well, if Rex Ryan was so good at evaluating talent, he wouldn't be on the set of ESPN.
I get that. But okay. Let's play this whole thing out.
There's my cheap shot, Mike. All right.
Hey, but if this quarterback gets his team to the Super Bowl, they'd be an underdog in every game, just like last year. Are you going to cast them adrift and ride with Wentz?
Didn't we have this debate last week?
Yeah, we did. But again, it's one more week. The miracle is continuing.
I'm watching yesterday, and Nick was, he was out of his mind. He had one ball get away. You know, he had a little sail. I know what he was trying to do. The linebacker underneath, he tried to squeeze it in, sail on him, he gets interception. But the guy literally, the repetitive accuracy, pinpoint accuracy was amazing. You can say the Redskins, whatever you want. They were playing soft zone the whole 9 yards, but he made every throw. I mean, when you look at the designer plays that they're running right now, and when coaches design a game plan, they normally design a game plan to attack the defense they're playing. And that hasn't changed. Doug hasn't changed that. Mike Groh hasn't changed that. But what they have done, they've designed more plays that fit the profile of Nick Foles. And you could just see it, the quick release, the ball coming out, progression reading. I mean, he does those things very well. So, you know, hey, it's great to have this argument because we do have two outstanding quarterbacks. And that's the beauty of it right now. Now, we know we can't keep both of them next year. In today's salary cap world, you know, one of them has to go and one of them's going to stay. I don't want to be the guy to have to make that decision. This is
a non-answer from Jaworski. A non-answer. It's a filibuster.
It's a non-answer.
I can't get anything out of here.
I'm just enjoying the ride, brother.
Well, that's weak. All right, I'll let you off the hook. The last question I have for you quickly. Our old pal Mike Mayock gets a GM shot. What do you think of that?
I am absolutely ecstatic for Mike Mayock, and he will do a tremendous job. And I kind of knew some of this was going on. I was down in Baltimore when the Raiders played the Oakland Raiders, and I spent some time with John Gruden and his staff, and we talked about a lot of things. And one of those was Mike Mayock, and Mike has tremendous respect around the league, and he's one of the hardest working guys at NFL Films. His office was 30 feet down the hall from mine, and I would see him every day grinding. He made himself what he is. He traveled to all these camps and everything. I mean, Mike has a great feel for the game. Now, hey, will there be some bumps in the road in this position? I'm sure there will be, but I will guarantee you this. Mike Mayock will work as hard as anyone and be totally prepared on every one of these players coming out of college, and he'll know how to make and will make the right decision.
All right, Wentz to Oakland for two number ones. That's what we did.
Hey, done deal.
All right.
Two number ones, you'd make that deal.
All right, have a happy new year, Ron.
All right, happy new year, Mike. Always great to be with you.
All right, there he is, Ron Jaworski.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.